Section 3. Hiroshi's answer.
Try to imagine Japan without farms. It can't be done. Agriculture is not merely a sector of the Japanese economy. It is at the very root of Japan's social and cultural soul. Even today, when you leave the crowded cities and drive into the countryside, the small farms, the patches of green, the farmers at work in their fields, all restore your feeling of harmony with nature. Farming is embedded in the very body of Japan, like a heart. And if you tried to remove it, the patient would die. If it takes money in the form of subsidies to keep Japanese farms producing, then let's do it. Better to have subsidies than lose the heart and soul of our country. Why point out only the negative aspects of Japanese farming? True enough, Japanese farms may need subsidies to keep operating, but farms in Japan are among the most productive in the world for their size. And the food they produce is suited to the taste and cultural history of Japan. Many foods are organically grown, not like many of the DNA-altered or chemically treated imported foods. If Japan didn't produce enough food to get them through a world crisis, its people would be at the mercy of any unscrupulous regime that wanted to gain control of Japan. Japanese farming will reform. It is happening right now. But Japan needs its farms. That point is non-negotiable. And if it needs subsidies to help our farmers, then I say let's help them the way they have helped us.